Disagreement about the Haines Small Boat Harbor expansion came to a head Tuesday afternoon at a special borough assembly meeting. At issue was one assemblyman's proposal to hold a special advisory vote on the project. The resolution was rejected after the mayor broke a tie vote. Many of the people who spoke at the meeting are commercial fishermen who say the harbor expansion impacts their livelihood in a very real way. Stuart DeWitt is one of them.
It feels like, as a fisherman, that I'm getting slapped in the face, and I have so much invested in this community, and it really bums me out, man.
The majority of people who spoke during the hour and a half of public comment listed reasons not to hold a special advisory vote. Here are a few of the arguments made against it. The timing is terrible. The special vote would take place in mid-December at the earliest, when many people are out of town. Here's Bill Rostad.
Most of the harbor units at any one time of the year will be out of town during this vote. That smells. That really smells.
Another argument, it's not clear what would happen if the vote took place and a majority said they didn't like the harbor design. Here's Rob Goldberg.
It's not giving the people a choice here. You're not saying choose design A or choose design B. It's choose design A or what? Go back to the drawing board to square zero?
Haines has about $19.5 million in state funding for the project. If the process is delayed or halted, some worry the borough would have to forfeit that money. Fisherman Haines Torme spoke to that.
If we don't take it, somebody else will. There's been a lot of thought put into this project. Some may stand up here and say that those are obligations for the future. That's an investment into my future.
Finally, some people, including Jerry Ernie, said the residents elect assembly members to make informed decisions for them.
The responsibility of the Haines Borough assembly members is to vote on this project themselves, not kick it back to people that don't make the attempt to inform themselves.
Although most of the public comments were against the advisory vote, a handful of people spoke up for it. Kathleen Mankey was one of them.
We didn't vote for you to tell us what's best for the community. We trust you to involve the community. And I think that's what Tom is trying to do here.
That is what Assemblyman Tom Morfitt is trying to do. Morfitt was just elected to the Assembly along with Heather Lendy. A major part of Morfitt's platform in the run-up was to hold a public vote on the harbor. He says for a project of its scale, the borough has an obligation to do so.
The harbor that we build won't belong to fishermen. It won't belong to boat owners. It will belong to the people of the Haines Borough. That is why I believe we need to ask the people of the Haines Borough if this is the harbor that they want.
Morfitt pointed out that the borough still needs to find a way to pay for $10 million or more of the project, which is estimated to cost upwards of $30 million.
I drink alcohol, and I've done some reckless things under the influence. I have driven drunk, and I have woken up in the wrong house. But if I'm asked to spend $15 or $30 million of other people's money on something that I'm not sure they want, it will be by far the most reckless thing I have ever done.
Morfitt was backed up by fellow assembly members Lendy and Tresham Gregg. But across the dais from them, assembly members Mike Case, Ron Jackson, and Margaret Friedenauer expressed concerns with holding an 11th-hour advisory vote. Here's Friedenauer.
We're not offering anybody any solutions by saying if 50 plus one vote against this design in the week before Christmas in Haines, that we can do anything about it. It's a lot more risky to put that grant funding up for grabs by saying, we're not sure. We took 5 years, but we don't have our crap together, so we're still not sure.
When it came to a vote on Morfitt's resolution, the assembly was split down the middle. Morfitt, Gregg, and Lendy voted for it. Friedenauer, Jackson, and Case voted against it. Mayor Jan Hill broke the tie with a no vote.
I thought it was, a vote was a benign way that we could bring people together on this issue. And, I'm disappointed.
That's Morfitt speaking after Tuesday's meeting. After the resolution was rejected, Friedenauer said that the public process for phase one of the harbor may have been lacking. She made a motion to direct borough staff to come up with a public input plan for future phases of the expansion. That was something the entire assembly could agree on. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.